Welcome in to the season finale of Slapshot Radio on Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Oh my, UFA day is in the rearview mirror. The NHL entry draft is in the rearview mirror. And we have got lots to talk about on this season finale of Slapshot Radio. The longest season in the 14-season history of Slapshot Radio, 54 shows, Coach. 54 shows. We normally
didn't miss one, did you?
I did not miss a single one.
I missed two.
Well, we're going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about the season, the moves that the Predators made, all of those things over this next hour on the season finale. We got Pete Weber joining us, the professor. Going to be joining us as well. It's all brought to you by day one sponsor, Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. The largest wine and spirits store in Middle Tennessee, Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. Our friends at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries Nashville. They've got three locally owned and operated locations in Middle Tennessee. And of course, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Carter Church with the White Cart Realtors, the Andrews Group, your real estate expert. I'm Paul McCann, our co-host. Former NHL coach and player Brent Peterson and the host of the Preds watch parties in his undisclosed location. I understand they did kick him out of East Nashville. And now he's been hanging out in Antioch. So it's going to be interesting.
Just
so
closer to home.
Yeah, a little closer to home, yeah. Zach, how are you tonight, sir?
Oh, same old same. Ready to put this puppy to bed and get ready for a new season coming up in the next few months.
Indeed, and we're going to be talking all about that tonight. But I will tell you, I want to kind of do a little bit of a review. The traditional end of free agency press conference is tomorrow. With David Poile, he normally does a press availability when he's done, but there are suspicions that he might not be done quite yet. But when you look at the UFA hall over the last 4 or 5 days, Zach, what's your initial impression on the additions that this team has made?
I think you see a much grittier, much harder to play against bottom six. And I think that was one of the stated goals. I think the defensive core as a whole, I think the third pairing is actually going to be a source of strength rather than a detriment. The only concern I have for this roster right now is that second line. And other than that, I think this is a better team, which is interesting because if you looked at Twitter over the last week, you'd think we're the next coming of last year's Red Wings.
And I saw that, and I do understand it. I get it, the last thing you want to know is that the cup is never awarded on UFA Day, even though that is tried every year. All I know is whoever wins the UFA sweepstakes never wins the cup. But I do, Zach, I agree with you. I think this team has made the additions necessary in order to be a harder team to play against next year. When you look at Boivietsky, this is a tough, gritty, not afraid to hit, not afraid to block shots defenseman. You need that kind of, to use a Terry Crisp-ism, you need that miserable SOB on the blue line in that third pairing.
He's good because he can play. That's the problem.
Yes.
You've had guys before that haven't been able to play at a high level, and then you're relying on them. You got your first four are usually good, really good, but after that, it's sort of, and we got two veterans. Benning coming in, and I'm not even going to try to say his name. So,
Boivietsky. Yes, it looks like Borowicki. Okay, but that's not how it's pronounced. I have to practice that. I have about 3 months to get ready for that. And hopefully, I get to announce it regularly at Bridgestone Arena.
Coach just mentioned that Matt Benning signing, and I think that is going to be a sneakily great signing for the Predators.
You're looking at somebody that, a 6'1 right-handed shot defenseman. Has some speed. Again, you're going to hear this word over and over and over again tonight. Has some grit. This is what this team has desperately needed. This bottom pairing, this third pairing is going to really be one that will be the ones that can still play, are good positionally. There's some speed amongst this group. But these are a couple players that, these are the types of role players that I have been talking about all year long, Coach.
Yeah, they and they, what's going to happen is when somebody gets hurt or goes down for one or two or three games or more even, then they have to step up to a higher level, and they're able to do that because they've been in the NHL, they have their veteran status, and they're just good players. They're good, solid players that could really play the game and do the other things. So when people get hurt, and I don't know who Zach thinks are going to be our seventh guy, I'd like to ask him that because I have a couple guys in mind, but we're going to have those six and then add one more guy. And I want to see what Zach says.
Who do you think the seventh is, Zach?
I think it's got to be Alexander Carrier, honestly. They've already mentioned they want some talent from Milwaukee. I'm a liar. It's going to be Jared Tenorti.
There you go. That's how
Yeah, no question. But I think that, you know, you're going to see some competition. I think Carrier is going to get a chance to make this team.
Right. Now, they never know. Might keep eight.
You know, and
eight
you,
and,
yeah.
So
could very possibly be, and we've seen that happen before, right, with this team. So, you know, the other a couple of other defensive signings: Tyler Lewington, the Edmonton native. A bunch of Edmonton boys signed here between Matt Benning and Tyler Lewington. Lewington probably a Milwaukee signing, but you know, 6'2", 200 pounds, not afraid. Again, another one not afraid to throw the body. And then when you start looking at you know, the pickups. You know, we talked about this a little bit on last week's show, but Luke Cunning
gave up a lot for him.
Gave up a lot in the Bonino trade, plus a couple of lower round draft picks. But you've got a kid right now. You've got some folks that are really talking about him as one of the steals.
Yeah, he's younger, quicker than Bonino, and Bonino's, you know, he's getting up there, but he still was a great player for the Nashville Predators and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, absolutely.
But we had to move on, and he probably had the most value of anybody on our team at the time that was coming into, you know,
yeah,
his last year or so. But he's just a great person. I can't say enough about him. But
oh, no, absolutely.
We need a Cunnan come in here and get that second spot on left wing or right wing and just go from there. That's what we need him to do.
And we'll certainly, you know, bid adieu to some friends that have moved on from the Nashville Predators. But I do want to talk about, there's one other, you know, sneaky signing that, you know, it's one of those David Poile $1 million 1 year specials. And Zach, the Brad Richardson signing is another one of those that you look at that I don't have a whole boatload of expectations from a regular season perspective. Good penalty killer. Again, lots of grit, lots of veteran presence. But this is a guy, I mean, honestly, scored the game winner in the last game of the Preds-Coyotes series. This has been a thorn in the Predators' side for quite a long time. Going to be kind of nice to see him in Predator gold, Zach.
David Poile followed the Jim Nill blueprint for that Dallas Stars team. If you look at the way that this roster is constructed, you see a lot of similarities to that Dallas roster, top to bottom.
Yep.
And Brad Richardson is going to follow that model of that type of, you know, Corey Perry, Joe Thornton. I mean, I wouldn't say he's, you know, as good as Joe Pavelski or anything, but this is that grizzled vet who, like you said, not going to do too much in the regular season, probably. Hey, hope so. Love to be wrong on that.
Exactly.
But when it comes to the playoffs, this guy is going to do numbers for you.
Yeah, he's going to turn 36 this year. It's why it's only a one-year deal. But, you know, you look at this team, they're well-positioned. And I've said this previously, I don't know if this is quite done, because the one name that is still out there that I know makes, you know, makes Zach drool from his bunker somewhere in Antioch, the one name that keeps coming up is one that this would be a really good add to this team. Zach, it's former Florida Panther, Mike Hoffman.
I mean, this is a guy, he is not a two-way player, but he does one thing, and he does one thing very, very well, and that is score goals. And that's what this team needs, because, hey, isn't that a good thing to do well in hockey, to be able to score goals? It's kind of a thing. Though, honestly, you didn't mention the one signing that was my favorite from this team.
And that
Nick
was?
Nick Cousins.
Thank you. Okay, go for it.
Nick Cousins is an excellent signing. This is a guy who is a young player who is going to do that same kind of, I think him and Rocco Grimaldi are going to work really, really well together. This is a guy who might be able to slot up on your second line in a pinch. He's another one of those Swiss Army knife type players. He's Tally Yarncroke with a bit more skill.
I mean, you're right. I did mean to mention Nick Cousins because it's a really good pickup. You know, had some, you know, had some decent numbers last year in his time between the Montreal Canadiens and the Vegas Golden Knights. Never seemed to really fit into Vegas as well, but this is a player that I think will really, really, you know, could make an impact here in Nashville. But I don't want to get away from Mike Hoffman quite yet. No. And the reason why, and this is something that I did not realize, a factoid that I saw in the hockey news, that that Mike Hoffman, you know, since his first full NHL season, okay, which was only 6 years ago, he's 31, so a little bit of a late bloomer, but he also doesn't have the mileage that a typical 31-year-old will have. He ranks 16th in the league in goals scored since the 14-15 season. Never knew that.
I mean, you want a guy like that. And guess who was his center for a little while in Ottawa?
Oh, was that Matt, was that a guy by the name of Matt Duchene?
Yeah, he happens to play for the Predators, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. So when you look at this, again, there's a couple of them left out there. And this team still has a little over $13 million in cap space. You figure some of that's going to go to Cunning because he's a restricted free agent. They haven't got him signed yet. I know he's qualified. But then, you know, you probably add another million if either Tomasino or Tolvanen, you know, when either one of them makes the team. They're both on $900,000 contracts. So now you're looking in $10 million remaining in cap space. And Mike Hoffman made $5.1 million last year. Interesting. I'd be curious to see.
He's waiting too long right now. He should have got it done earlier.
Is he really, though? Because I know.
Maybe, unless you get a team that's really desperate. And maybe, but they would have been desperate a few days ago. But, I agree. I love the guy. I think he's going to be he'd be a great finisher for our team. I said we didn't finish last year.
Right, right.
So that's just the way. And we need to finish, and he's a good finisher. And $5 million, $6 million a year, we you're taking a chance, but it's a chance you might have to take.
I don't know if it's that big of a chance. And I want to keep talking about this.
Tourists, remember tourists.
And we're going to talk about those that have moved on to other teams as well just after this. But you know what? They have been with us since day one of the show. Zach, as a matter of fact, you saw Dr. Kruger, what was it, yesterday or today?
I saw her this morning. And I got to say, as someone who deals with pretty wicked dental anxiety, they made it absolutely easy on me.
Oh, that's great to hear. And you know what? I love going there. They're incredibly safe. Doctors Aileen Kruger and Tyler Broland over at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. I'm telling you, the staff is awesome. The environment is so comfortable. They do make it easy to get your dental needs taken care of. And I can vouch for Zach's dental anxiety. He gets it honest enough. They do offer all the latest in dental technology, including in-office whitening, sedation, dentistry, you name it, they do it. Check out their website at WeBrightonSmiles.com or call them for an appointment at 615-872-7762. That's 615-872-7762. Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. We Brighten Smiles. Kenny going deep. The mighty, mighty Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Yes, indeed.
You know what it is.
Uh-huh. It's Slapshot Radio. I mean, I could just listen to Junior Walker all night long.
All night long, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Slapshot Radio, Paul McCann, Brent Peterson, Zach McCann from his undisclosed location somewhere in the wilds of Antioch. I have no idea where he is, but, you know, they're keeping him pretty safe. So, you know, we had a good conversation going here. I want to keep this going because you're looking at availability right now. And Brent, you know, you've got a couple of good names still left. You've got Mike Hoffman that's still out there. You've got Evgeny Dadonov that's still out there. You've got Mikhail Granlund that's still out there. Eric Halla that's still out there. I mean, there's a couple of players that you look at and go, okay, are they asking for too much? And is the, you know, your perception is price is going down now on these players. Is that correct?
I think so, because as you go along here, everybody spend their money on the big boys, and that's all they have. They have no salary cap left, and we do, but some teams might have some left. But I mean, if they've gone out and made trades and done the free agent system and going through that and done all those things, I think that you want to get to the good players like Pietrangelo and those guys. They all signed for big money. They got their years. And now I think it's going to go down from here.
Well,
you never know, though. If you got a good agent, you can do anything you want.
That's true. And Zach, there's a couple of other names that are still kind of hanging out there. And I know one name that you really kind of would love to see a flyer taken on is Andreas Athanasiou.
Oh, I just think that that would be a perfect fit for this team. I think that his speed would be absolutely game-breaking for the Predators. It's just one of those tantalizing ideas that I can't get out of my head. But this cap space, you have to be careful with it, because that is the new gold in the NHL, is cap space. I mean, look what happened with the Vancouver Canucks. They just got Nate Schmidt for nothing because they had the room for him.
Yeah, right. That's huge. And you know, did Vegas get better? Okay, you picked up Pietrangelo. That's fine. You got 2 years older. You got poorer because he made more money than Schmidt. And I don't know if he is look, I think Pietrangelo is a hell of a defenseman. Do not get me wrong. But I don't know if Vegas is any better with Pietrangelo than they were with Nate Schmidt. They still only have one stud defenseman, and the rest is kind of, you know, a veritable who's he of the NHL.
I mean, make no mistake, they are a better team with Alex Pietrangelo rather than Nate Schmidt, but they're not as good as they could be with Alex Pietrangelo and Nate Schmidt. Yeah. I think the thing is with this cap space, you've got to remember, Matias Ekholm is a free agent in 2 years.
Yep.
You have to leave room for re-signing him. You look at Victor Arvidsson is another one who's going to be coming up shortly in a few years as well. Well, actually, no, that's 4 years.
No, you're thinking Forsberg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of here. So you look at Philip Forsberg. That's someone who's going to be coming up in 2 years. So you have to remember how exactly these are looking in these extensions and the way that cap space is going to be at a premium. And we don't know when the cap is going to recover.
Well, and that's true, because when you look at, you know, the struggles that are going on right now managing this pandemic with college football, with the National Football League. I mean, good Lord, we had a Tuesday night football game, for heaven's sakes, last night because of COVID. I mean, so
you don't need any practices anymore, you know.
Obviously, I mean, you know, hey,
Derrick Henry,
good on him. I mean, good Lord, you know, congratulations.
16 days off and no practice.
No practice, and you come out and just beat the ever living snot out of the Buffalo Bills.
I know,
I mean,
I was amazed.
I mean, good on the Titans, man. 4-0, and I have
maybe,
to say,
maybe we should do it. I've always put this to the general managers whenever I saw him. I says, why don't we play 82 games in 82 nights to get it over with, okay?
Oh, man. You are a glutton for punishment. But, I mean, you look at that. I mean, and again, congratulations to the Titans of the 4-0 start. That's incredible. And quite frankly, I thought it was the best video. I know, Zach, you retweeted it today. I had to retweet it as well of a bunch of Titans fans celebrating a TD, and they all bend down and grab their hand sanitizers after they finished high-fiving, and they made sure they rubbed in their hand sanitizer real good. Nothing like seeing good, responsible football fans out there. So, but when you look at what's available, and you look at this team, because at this point you've got most of a roster put together. Okay, there's room for addition, but you got most of a roster put together. And this roster is going to be about the same next year. You've got, you know, Johansson, Duchesne, Forsberg, Arvey, Sissons, Yarncroke, Grimaldi, and Cousins all signed through next year. You know, obviously Richardson will be a UFA and probably retiring. You've got, Cunning going to be, we'll see what he gets signed for. You've got your defense basically set. I mean, you know, Dante Fabro is a restricted free agent. He'll obviously be back in there. So you've got your defense set as well. So the interesting piece is the only thing that's not set for the 21-22 season is between the pipes. Makes it interesting to see, Zach, if they're talking about Askarov. I mean, last week we, you know, talked about him at length. I mean, it is interesting because Rene's an unrestricted free agent in 21-22. Don't know if he's going to retire or try and come back for one more. And UC Saros is a restricted free agent at that point.
wouldn't shock me to see at that point, Saros is obviously probably re-signed for another 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, he's arbitration eligible too. That always makes it interesting.
Certainly does. And then you imagine Connor Ingram comes to back him up probably at that point.
Yep.
And then the following years when you look at Askarov coming over, because honestly, I don't see Askarov needing much seasoning in the AHL because he's already playing in the K and they're playing on North American ice.
Scott St. Petersburg does play on that North American ice, which will help Trenin. And,
who is tearing it up, by the way, right now for Scott. I mean, a point a game right now, 2 goals in his last 2 games. It was really looked good doing it and playing on Scott's first line right now.
So you like seeing that, and hopefully the KHL experiment really works with this. I mean, there's a couple of on-loan players over there. I mean, Tolvanen looks like he's starting to heat up for Jokerit. And we've also sent over, Fenisayev also got loaned to the KHL. So a couple Preds going to be getting some ice time over in the K right now. But what's fascinating to look at this now, I mean, you also had a couple of other, you know, we talked a little bit about Tyler Lewington, and then you've got, Kasisuo. Who's a goaltender that immediately has endeared himself to Predator fans by asking for some input to design his goalie gear, which I think is fabulous.
Gotta love that.
I mean, so, you know, you look at this team, I see some reloading, but we do need to, you know, stop for a second and say goodbye because, you know, obviously Nick Bonino has moved on. You know, Kyle Turris, you know, a star-crossed couple of years, but I will tell you, I mean,
salt of the earth there.
I will miss Off Ice with Ida and Julie because it's just a phenomenal podcast and it's a great family. And, you know, I love them to death and I wish them all the luck in the world in Edmonton.
Classy, classy people.
And then, another controversial figure. In Nashville, and quite frankly, I just think he's an all around great guy. I know he's had some issues. He's faced them nicely, and I wish him all the best. Austin Watson getting traded for a 4th round draft pick, and I think a new start in a new season, a new city would help a player like that. And him and Jennifer, and they're expecting their second child. And they're just a beautiful family, and I can't wish Austin any more luck than I can right now in his new city. I mean, Zach, out of all the ones that are moving on, which one hits you the most?
I mean, it's funny because I was the most surprised by the Austin Watson move. Honestly, I don't know why I was when I re-examined it, because it was pretty clear that he didn't really fit in with the system that Hines wanted to play as. Evident by his scratching occasionally and how he was in and out of the lineup in that case. Honestly, I think the one I was most surprised by is not one that you mentioned. Colin Blackwell.
Oh, yes.
I was very surprised to see the team move on from him. And honestly, I am not sure if Mikhail Granlund might be back with this team. It wouldn't shock me if after everything, because by all accounts, he said that he was enjoying it here in Nashville. He started to turn it on with John Hines towards the end there. And if he's not finding a deal he wants out there, why move your stuff?
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, I'll tell you what, these segments are just flying by. The professor, the voice of the Predators, Pete Weber, joining us next. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about Carter Church from Weikart Realtors, the Andrews Group. Now, Carter is just, I'm telling you, if you've never talked to him, just a great guy. He's a Navy veteran that has really taken his realty game, his realtor game to the next level. His marketing experience has just been absolutely valuable in helping homes get sold quickly and for the highest price possible in this fast-paced market. Call Carter today at 615-429-2044. That's 615-429-2044. Carter Church is your real estate professional if you're buying or if you're selling. And we'll be right back right here on Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back. going from Motown to the British Invasion. I kind of like it. I kind of like it, Kenny. Kenny on the wheels of steel behind the glass there, doing real good stuff tonight. Slapshot Radio, that's who we are on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Brent Peterson, Zach McCann. I'm Paul McCann. And you know what? We love welcoming him back home where he spent 8 years in the co-host chair, the voice of the Nashville Predators. Hey, Pete, I don't know. We have Zach hidden somewhere in Antioch. Is he in your basement by any chance?
Well, not that I see.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have lights on all over the place, but not in one room as I look through the doorway right now.
He could be hanging out with
in,
Max.
Pete. Don't look in. All right.
Okay. Are you huddled with Max the cat?
Is there a smell going? Is there a smell coming out of the room there?
Hey, guys, I just want to call your attention to one thing because maybe you want to go online later. On Fox Sports Detroit, coming up in just about 25, 26 minutes, the celebrity roast of one William Scott Bowman tonight for the Jamie Daniels Foundation.
Oh, my. That's a must watch.
On Fox?
Yes.
On Fox
yes.
Sports Detroit?
Detroit. And it streams, too.
Oh.
So I've sent you all emails about this. So.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. We're going to have that will be... I'll be very curious about that because, you know,
I was just angry I couldn't get there to take part.
You know, my lovely wife Denise had an encounter
yes.
with Coach Bowman at the draft in Nashville. She was working as one of the folks guiding the prospects through, and
right.
And Coach Bowman went by, and that was right when there was an opening on the Predators staff at that point, and my lovely bride decided to joke with Coach Bowman and said, you know, hey, why don't you come on to Nashville? We got an opening on the staff. And he just kind of looked at her and went, have a nice night, and walked away. I have heard so many stories about him, but that's going to have to be one
Brent
to watch.
Brent can give you a whole show on Scotty's story.
I bet, but unfortunately, I don't think the FCC would like it too much. But so, Pete, you know, lots of moves from the Predators. I'd kind of like to get your take on what you think, what you think we're going to see out of this team now with what has been added so far.
The idea to make the team more difficult to play against, and I think that the number one addition in that regard, not overlooking any of the others, but I think is defenseman Mark Borowiecki from the Ottawa Senators.
Yep.
You talk about a guy who has a lot of bite to his game and good size to back all that up. I think that's going to be something that may be overlooked by some because he's a defenseman, but you're not going to want to go in front of either Pekka-Rinne or UC Saros next season with him on the scene.
And, Pete, you know what? The Nashville Predators, I don't believe, has had this type of defenseman. And I'm not drawing a comparison of the two, but the Predators really haven't had this type of defenseman since Shea Weber.
Right, right. And that really is the case without any question. And, Brent, you changed those defensemen. You never had a guy like that on the bench that you could throw out there.
No, we had mostly skill other than Shea. And, you know, he had Ryan Suter and Danny Hamhuis and those kind of guys down the stretch. And so we never had that. And Zdlicky and those kind of players, they were great players.
Yeah.
But great players don't always work together for a team cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think these kind of players that we got, the not the bottom of the team, but the lesser lights, like Pietrangelo was
the role player.
The role players,
yes.
Exactly. They kill the penalties and block the shots and do the things that the Tampa Bay Lightning players did. The third and fourth lines, they just dominated teams in their own end. They had zone time and they were all over them. So I think it's going to be really good for the Predators to have some tough guys out there.
No question.
Some of them, they might not have the skill, and everybody's laughing at Tenorti and giving Tenorti crap about his. He was great, I thought.
Yes, he was.
No problem with him.
And nobody wanted to come near him. So that's what P said. If we get them out of our crease and we got to get in their crease, we got to have the same kind of forwards. Forwards, you got to do the job. You got to be gritty. Yep. You got to go to the net, and that's what happens.
And Zach, you and I were talking about this just yesterday. This is almost that same, you know, a little bit of what the Tampa Bay Lightning did, a little bit of what the Dallas Stars did.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this is one thing that I've seen a lot in kind of the discourse online, is people decrying the loss of players like Kyle Turris, Austin Watson, Craig Smith especially, and all the best to him in Boston. What a great signing for that team. But if you look at this team now, you have players in the correct roles. Kyle Turris couldn't be Kyle Turris on your fourth line wing. You know, Craig Smith can't really be Craig Smith on the third line. He should be in your top six. You look at what is going on with the way the team is constructed now. It's constructed in the proper way for a team to actually, instead of having 9 third-line centers down the entire roster, you've actually got the right people in the right roles with a chance to succeed.
Precisely.
Yeah, precisely. I was going to say.
And I'm wondering, guys, that there's a media availability with David Boyle late tomorrow morning. And I'm wondering if something else might happen tonight.
Well, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. I mean, because there are a couple of players out there right now that you think that might be tantalizing. Obviously, Mike Hoffman being one of them.
Yeah.
That has to be something that's a tantalizing prospect. But there are also a couple. I was about to say Athanasiou. An Andreas Athanasiou. A Dadanov. I mean, there are still some players out there, and, you know, Brent's take on this is that the price is not exactly going up on these players as we go forward.
No, as long as we another hour goes by, and I think some more prices come down. There's not that much available cash for the teams, and some of them, you know, finding out that number one, that the salary cap was going to be flat from this year going to next, have so little wiggle room. There are so many different moves that had to be made. Witness what happened with Vegas making that room, and I think making Vancouver significantly stronger.
Oh, yeah.
When they had to make the room to bring in Mr. St. Louis captain. Yes.
I mean, talk about an interesting, but what an interesting situation, though, in St. Louis. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Pietrangelo was going to get paid. There was no question about that. But I seriously wonder, did St. Louis not even come close to what Vegas paid him?
I mean, I don't think so. I think they were capped around six.
Ah, well, okay. I mean, that you know, a million here and a million there. Pretty soon you're talking about some real money. So, I mean, I get that.
Their salaries
especially in Vegas.
Yeah, no kidding. Their salaries have gone up so fast in the last 10 years, and everybody's getting their $10 million a year. Nobody's really worth that. I mean, you're worth it if you're – and they keep the – keep piling on, and now we got no fans in the building, and that's fans drive our hockey
gate driven league,
and so it's a sad situation that not these guys are left out. Granberg's still out there. He's still out there, I think Hoffman would be a great choice for us, but maybe we don't want to spend $6 million a year. No. We made a mistake with Turris on that. So there's all kinds of things that are going on, and I hope David makes a deal tonight, and we can announce it tomorrow. But he might be just done. This is our team.
I'm pretty satisfied.
He might just have his phone on charge right now. Yeah.
So, Pete, what team do you think helped itself the most?
In one way, I think that the solidification of who's going to be in goal helps Calgary a great deal. So I like that deal where. From Vancouver to Calgary goes the big signee, I think, in many ways. But I also was wondering what else was going to happen, or I guess could happen now. It's at the top of the Western Conference. I just see Colorado and Vegas. And are they going to be the preseason favorites? And I don't think there's much room for Vegas to do anything else unless they do more. Like cleaning out Paul Stastny and sending him back to Winnipeg.
Right.
But what else could Colorado possibly do?
You don't look at that. And, I mean, Zach, you've got some thoughts on Colorado. You're kind of thinking they're not going to be as good this year.
This is my, you know, weird hunch on my shoulder that I'm probably going to be extremely wrong about. But my fiery hot take.
Kenny, record this, please.
I'm not a big believer in Colorado. I think you've got too many cooks in the kitchen right now. I think you've got too many people who need the puck, and there's only one on the ice. It's going to be a really difficult situation for Jared Bednar to manage the level of egos that you're going to have in that locker room. I mean, if he can get this team to really gel and play as a team, then sure, yeah, they have every reason in the world to think they're going to succeed. But I don't know. There's just a lot. It really does feel like a case that there's too many cooks in the kitchen on that team.
You know what? I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen in Vegas, too. They almost have an all-star game, all-star team on that team. And they have great players, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be, like you said, they should be at the top of their division and for sure in the Western Conference Finals. Because they have a great team with Pietrangelo added to the list and just the players they had last year. And they lost Schmidt, which hurt.
Right.
But, you know, they added Pietrangelo for $8.8 million a year.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to say it so that way Pete doesn't have to be accused of being a homer here. But the Taylor Hall signing in Buffalo, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I was shocked because he said he wanted to go someplace where he could win. And what's the track record there for that? They've been in the playoffs in almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I thought he wanted to go somewhere
like Jack Eichel. That's the thing. And that's what I think is going to be really interesting to see, is him playing with the caliber of player that Jack Eichel is. That's going to be some appointment viewing.
And he could also end up with Mark Stahl, or Eric Stahl, rather. And that's, so the Sabres actually have a number two center now.
Yeah.
Hi, how about that?
No question. Well,
he's 90 years old.
You know, Pete. Pete,
he was only drafted here in 2003, Brett.
Yeah, exactly. So, Peter, I mean, I have to ask you. It's a slapshot radio tradition. So I'm just kind of asking. So you know, in the close of one of our favorite movies, Pete, where are you going? Where am I going?
I'm going to go to the Cape Cod Cubs game, so I can see the people mooning everybody on the school bus as they pull out of that neighborhood.
I was going to say nowhere special.
Well, that nowhere special, but I've always wanted to be there. I still cry at that scene because they ride off into the sunset in a limo.
Yep.
And there is no better way of interpreting that old Western approach.
Absolutely. You know, an old caddy limo from, I think it was an 1882 caddy limo, I think. So anyway, Peter.
Matthew McConaughey, I think, was driving.
Pete, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for your contribution. And we're looking forward to seeing how we can get this going again sometime in the next few months. Enjoy the off season, sir, as much delayed as it is. And good heavens, you're actually not going to be traveling around the holidays. How about that?
Isn't that something? Well, if Chase McCabe is in the station right now, or if you hear from him, tell him all is not lost. Remain calm. Use those Swami Baha positive thinking records about the Braves right now.
Well, I know, but the funny thing about it is the Dodgers have tacked on the 2-point conversion and were up 15-0. Now they're
The Braves just got a home run.
Now they're 15-1. So, as being a not a very big Braves fan, I'm an even lesser of a Dodger fan. I'm actually just rooting for an asteroid in this one. So, but Pete, again,
but not the Astros.
Exactly. But Pete, yeah, they actually turned me into a Yankee fan for a little while. But anyway. Thanks so much again, Pete. Really appreciate you joining us, and you enjoy your off season. Give our love to Claudia.
Thank you. Will do. You give your love to Denise as well. And for everybody that has a little puppy, please scratch their head for Uncle Bubba.
There you go. Hey, it's Pete Weber on Slapshot Radio, and we'll be right back to shut down the 14th season of Slapshot Radio. 54 shows in on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Oh, Kenny. Nice. Pulling out the tears for fears. I like it. Slapshot Radio on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Paul McCann, Brent Peterson, Zach McCann wrapping up the 14th season of Slapshot Radio. And we owe a lot of thanks, especially to our sponsors, the good folks at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. The family-owned business where you've got to get your furniture, locally owned, locally made. I mean, Lazy Boy Furniture is built in Tennessee, for heaven's sakes, with Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, with three locally owned locations our good friends at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry that have been with us since day one of this show. They are the premier sponsor of Slapshot Radio. And, of course, Carter Church with White Cart Realtors, the Andrews Group. I mean, we thank our sponsors so much, and we really, really appreciate them for bringing this hour of hockey talk your way. So the offseason begins in earnest. David Poile's final press conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. That's normally the tradition, Brent. You know, that once he's usually done, or at least done with the major moves, that's happening. But, I mean, you know, Pete brought up the tantalizing prospect. There's still about, you know, 15 hours until that press conference. So who knows?
Who knows? It's up to David and his scouts and to make sure that they've scouted and done the things well. And this is where they really make your hay, is when you get to the lower end guys, just like in the draft.
Yep.
You make your hay. First, everybody knows who the first rounders are. Or the guys you want to get first in the free agency
But then you find the Patrick Hornquist or the Pecorines.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why David's very prepared, and he'll do a good job doing that.
So, Zach, you know, you've got, like, you know, another 2 months now of, like, you know, not being on air and just, you know, kind of finding another place to hang out. I mean, what is, you know, your thoughts on the whole UFA season, and who do you think made themselves better?
Honestly, when I look at the teams around the league, it's hard not to like what Buffalo has done. I like the Eric Staal signing. I like the Taylor Hall signing a lot. It's just such an odd free agency that you look at everyone around the league, and I don't know if there's really been a huge shuffling of the deck. I mean, granted, goaltenders have moved around a ton. I think Chicago has made themselves markedly worse. I look at, you know, them trading away Brandon Saad. I look at the very public grievance that Jonathan Taves aired through The Athletic.
Yep.
That's going to be some turmoil for a little bit right there, which, you know, schadenfreude is enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I like that. But honestly, when I take a look around the Central, I do think Nashville has gotten better. I think St. Louis has gotten worse. Colorado, I've already given my thoughts on. I think the Paul Stastny pickup for Winnipeg is excellent, and that is your Fisher cut bait for Patrick Laine.
And it's a shame they didn't fix anything defensively, though.
That is the problem. Yeah, they're still not great defensively. Minnesota's in the middle of a rebuild, so the division's right there for the taking. If the Preds want it, it's going to be, you know, down to them and the Stars, I think.
And
Stars haven't been changed much, have they? They haven't changed much.
I mean, they haven't re-signed Perry yet. Okay. Corey Perry's still out there. They've got Pavelski for another year, which I think
he's
a phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
it was a great pickup.
No question. You know, did an outstanding job there. But I haven't seen much out of Dallas as far as that goes. So the division's going to be interesting. As things stand right now, as we look forward, they are looking to get the season started somewhere in the first week of January. If that is the case, we will be back on the air probably right before Christmas, the Wednesday before Christmas, I would guess. But, you know, at this point, we're going to be off for the next 2 months to try and recharge the batteries a little bit after the longest Slapshot Radio season in our history.
I feel like we're just hitting our stride.
Yeah, no kidding, really. And now we're going to take 2 months off and get rusty. But when you look at this last season, I mean, a season like no other. With four months off, the NHL gets full marks for doing an incredible job in the playoffs. But I'm going to tell you, you keep hearing over and over that the playoffs were easy compared to what they have to try and pull off for the regular season. Now, the good news is they get to look at the NFL, they get to look at Major League Baseball, they get to see how these leagues are handling things, how they're handling COVID outbreaks, how they're rescheduling, things like that. I don't know if you're going to be able to have the just the solid season starts this date, ends this date, playoffs begin this date. I think that's going to have to be a soft opening, especially when we see what's going on in the NFL, Brent.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball, they travel too. One of the things they didn't have to do, even though, you know, you go from dark jersey to white jersey on given nights in
right.
the NHL.
No travel.
Well, no, you know, there's no travel. And that really favored the Vet Western team.
Sure it did.
I mean, the Eastern guys are in their bed every night, and we're going 6 in the morning to Anaheim, and
yep.
then up to San Jose after that for those kind of things happen. There was no, so they really had it easy, other than, you know, they're away from their families and all those things, all the things we talk about. But they had it easy compared to what
from
they
the travel been, perspective, from the travel perspective. No question about that.
Exactly.
Zach, thanks for another great season. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to season 15 coming up sometime in mid-December.
SSR gets its learner's permit next year. Let's go.
Oh, that's going to be scary. Brent, again, thank you so much.
No,
your contributions have been just amazing to Slapshot Radio.
I'm just the joke guy on the side here. You guys do all this.
Forgotten more about hockey than we know.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we'd like to thank you for joining us on Slapshot Radio. We are back when the new season gets announced. A big thank you to the voice of your Nashville Predators, Pete Weber, for joining us tonight. And, of course, a big thank you to our sponsors, Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, Cool Springs Wines and Spirits on Moores Lane in Cool Springs, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries with three locally owned Middle Tennessee locations, and Carter Church from Weikart Realtors, the Andrews Group. When you visit one of our sponsors, please make sure you tell them you heard about them on Slapshot Radio and thank them for their support. And I also want to send a big thank you, and I know I'm going over time, but you know Kenny's going to have to deal with it, to our producer, Kenny. Outstanding job this year, my friend. Thank you so very, very much. You've done a heck of a job producing this show. Thank you
guys for having me.
All righty.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, for our producer, Kenny, our co-host, Brent Peterson, and Zach McCann, I'm Paul McCann saying good night and good hockey.